Welcome to Jesus, Our Treasure, presented by the Music and Drama Ministries of Grace Baptist Church on December 12th, 2010.
Oh, I love it here, my grandfather said. Most of the time, my big brothers are in and out of here getting tools and looking for things. But sometimes, if I plan it just right, I can poke around here myself and see what I can see. Like these little wooden sheep my grandfather used to carve before his hands got too stiff, and he couldn't make them anymore. He gave me one like this once. Or like, I know, like these old tools. I'm not supposed to touch the blade on this one because it's too sharp and everything, and because I've gotten in trouble for it about 20 times already. Or like, I know, like the colorful robe my mother made for him when she was just a girl. He told her he lost it by accident, but I happen to know he keeps it around here so he never has to.
Miriam!
Yes, sir? Yes, sir?
What are you looking for?
Oh, I was just
keeping our little secret?
Yes, sir.
Well, your grandmother thought I might find you out here. You haven't been touching anything, have you?
No, sir.
How about these sharp tools?
No, sir, I promise.
Well, we'll just put those away back here. How about this shepherd's staff, for instance?
No, sir, I'd never touch that.
Well, it's not that I mind you touching it. I just want to make sure that nothing ever happens to this. Of all the things I own, nothing means more to me than this staff. Not my land or my livestock. Not even that crazy colored robe you were looking for a moment ago. No, this staff is my greatest treasure.
You haven't told me that story in a long time, Grandfather, about the night you were using that staff and the angels came to see you.
I guess I haven't, have I? Oh, Miriam, it was unbelievable. We were just sitting there, a couple other fellas and me, bored like always, when out of nowhere this person appeared and light started shining all around us. And he started talking to us about our Savior being born, right down to where the boy was and what he was wearing. The whole time, my mouth's hanging open and my eyes are bugging out. Even the sheep were in shock. And then came more angels, and more angels, and more, and more, and more.
Yeah.
I've tried every way I know to describe it, Miriam. But have you ever just been scared out of your skin?
Well, there was this one time. I got caught in a really bad lightning storm. I had to go run and hide, all scrunched down in a cave till it finally quit.
Well, I'll tell you what. This was louder than 10 thunderstorms, all hitting at once and spraying us from all sides and nothing to hide under. We thought we were dead. But worse than that, we thought we might not be, and that the angels might come back.
But then if it was so scary, then why?
I know. It's hard to understand. But sometimes, Miriam, I guess sometimes God just has to scare us, or we'd never stop long enough to know that, well, there's more to life than sheep and shearing days and supper just before dark. I mean, why else would a bunch of silly shepherds end up flying off into town in the middle of the night, all stubbly and grass-stained, unless we were scared not to? If all God ever did was sit back and wait for us to notice him, we might never know. We might never see. Well, anyways, that's what we did. We ran into town, and we kept on running until we finally found where the baby was. His father, Joseph, met us at the door looking kind of tense and nervous. But Mary, the baby's mother, barely stirred. I'm not sure she even knew we were there. She just sat there, holding him, rocking him, and singing to him.
Jesus, what a wonder you are. Jesus, heaven's brightest star. Jesus, you have captured my heart. Jesus, what a wonder you are.
She didn't look scared.
Well, you would think so, wouldn't you? I mean, being in such a strange place and being responsible for such a special baby. But somehow she was able to just treasure the moment. Oh, Miriam, I just wish you could have seen her. I could still hear her singing.
Shepherd, you are my little my child. Heaven's treasure, you seem so small and helpless, and yet you
I've got to go tell my family about this.
But who will believe us?
Believe us? Look at my face. And look at his face. Feel what's in your heart. Do I understand it? No. But I dare anyone to look into my eyes and tell me I haven't seen him. This baby boy is our Messiah. This Jesus is going to grow up to become our deliverer. And he is here tonight in Bethlehem. Sir, have you heard the news? How about the baby boy? He was born right over there in that manger. He's the Messiah, I tell you. Me and my friends saw him.
Yeah.
could have stayed that way. It was so exciting that night. Everyone we told was amazed by what we were saying. And even those who were most skeptical couldn't help but think, what if this is true? What if it really is the Savior?
But why didn't it stay that way?
Well, because someone else, very important, was wondering the exact same thing. What if it's true? What if this is their Savior, the King of the Jews?
Who? Who are you talking about?
You know, Herod. Herod Antipas.
Yes.
You know how bad he is.
I've heard you say.
Many years ago, before he came along, there was another Herod. Herod the Great. Near the end of his reign, not long before he died, he got to thinking that everyone was out to get him. You know what it's like, Miriam, when you get fooled by a spooky shadow or startled by some animals rustling in the bushes?
Sure.
Well, Herod was old by this time, and all he could see in his head anymore were shadows and darkness. All he could hear were whispers and lies. He even killed two of his own sons and was close to killing a third, thinking they were all plotting against him. Before he started to kill every little boy he thought might be the Messiah. Every single little boy, 2 years old and younger, including mine.
Grandfather, no, he couldn't.
Who are these men who come in here to tell me of a king? They not know that I am Herod and I rule everything. Who is this boy that they seek that leads him with a star? Go get my priests and men of wisdom before this goes too far. Tell me the city, if you know, where this child will be. In Bethlehem, you say. Well, I find that hard to believe. If I can get these wise men to lead me to the place, then perhaps I can get rid of him before I am disgrace. I am the king, I am the king. I'll not share my throne with anyone, and I'll not rest till he is gone. I am the king, I am the king. And no little boy is going to come to take my crown away. I'll have my way. What will I do if they don't find him or tell me where he is? How can I know that he is gone and that I'm done with this? There must be a way that I can know this tiny threat is through. If I'm adding right, this little boy could be no more than two. I am the king! I am the king!
Thank you.
My firstborn son, my little treasure.
I never knew.
I know. I probably should have told you about this, Miriam. But you should know. It's important that you know. The only way I can tell you what this staff means to me is to tell you how much it costs. Not in money, but in real life. To follow Jesus means giving up things that are very precious to you. Even things you never expected to be precious to you. Like anger, like revenge, like self-pity and bitterness and unforgiveness. If it hadn't been for Jesus, I never would have learned that you can give up everything. The good, the bad, the safe and secure, everything, and still come away with more than you ever had. The same thing was true with those wise men that came from the east I told you about, remember?
Sure.
The ones that came to Bethlehem not long after Jesus was born.
Oh, I love that story.
Well, even with the gifts that they brought to him, gold and frankincense and myrrh, they still returned home with so much more than they came with. I'm just a poor shepherd, you know. I mean, you won't find any gold lying around here, will you? Will you?
Oh, Grandfather.
No. The only treasure any of us really have, whether we're wise men or shepherds or sweet grandchildren, our only real treasure is Jesus.
Come before our Sovereign with the best that we own, knowing all that we hold precious cannot compare to His throne.
Still our praise cannot be silenced, it pours out of our soul.
For the One who is so worthy is the One we long to know.
Come to worship Jesus, gifts of praise are what we bring, yet the best we have to offer seems so small before this King.
But we'll never cease to praise Him with this life that He has changed.
He is our precious treasure,
and we live to bless His name.
Was wrapped up in His love.
I mean.
Oh, it was funny, Miriam. You'd hear about him all the time. Even when he was far away up in Galilee, the stories would trickle down about how he healed the blind and cured the lepers and fed the hungry. Well, you remember old Lazarus over in Bethany?
Sure. Jesus raised him from the dead.
Raised him from the dead. Now that was something. But it was more than just the miracles. It was the way he talked, the answers he gave, and the wisdom he had. I remember how he would walk along here and people would holler out to him, "I'll follow you, Jesus, wherever you go." He'd say something about foxes having dens and birds having nests. "But the Son of Man," he said, "has no place to lay his head." Oh, I'll never forget that. I've seen him gather little children around him, about your age and younger. He just loved the little children. He'd have a big smile on his face and laugh like someone had just told him the funniest joke in the world. And the stories he told. He told one about a man that was walking down that big curvy road that comes through the hills from Jericho.
Oh, I know that one. It's about the Samaritan who stopped to help the beat-up man when the priest and Levite wouldn't do it.
Oh, he was amazing. I even heard once that he was out on a boat with some of his friends once when a big storm blew in from out of nowhere. Well, they were all afraid, but he just turned his face to the rain and the lightning and said, "Silence!" And just like that, everything was calm.
Wow.
Yes, wow. And it just makes me wonder, why me? Why did God choose a 1 in 1,000 shepherd like me? Why did he come and find me on an out-of-the-way hillside and send, I don't know, what seemed like 1,000 angels to give me that once-in-a-lifetime chance to see his only son with my very own eyes before anyone else on earth had seen him? Why? I mean, who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are.
I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am. I am yours, I am yours. Who am I that the blind can see my sin, would look on me with love and watch me rise again?
Because of what I've done, but because
That's why I keep the staff around here, Miriam. Because it reminds me of who I am and who he is.
But why do you keep it hanging like that, sideways? Whenever I see a staff, it's normally propped up against a wall.
Well, I'll tell you, Miriam, there's no way I could ever forget that night that the angels appeared. The night I saw Mary holding the baby Jesus. That staff is special to me because it reminds me of that time. But even without it, that time could never be too far away in my memory. But there was another night. Actually, it was the middle of the afternoon. But it looked like night. Literally, it felt like night. No sun, nothing but darkness. And there was Jesus. No longer a little baby, but a grown man, all alone. There were no angels this time, and nothing happy about the occasion. I don't know if angels cry, but I know old shepherds do. Because I just stood there, just another face in the crowd. But I couldn't believe it. There was Jesus dying on the cross. Whenever I'd seen him before, I could always spot the resemblance to that little baby in the manger. But this time, it just didn't look like him, Miriam. In fact, he hardly looked like a man at all. So torn and bruised and bloody.
Why?
Because he loved us. Even people who didn't love him back. Even people who didn't know they needed a Savior. And if they did know, wouldn't have wanted one. Jesus had said, "The one who has seen me has seen the Father." And that day, when I saw Jesus dying on the cross for my sins, I saw the Father. A father just like me, who knew what it was like to watch his son die. A father who cared for people like me, with little families of our own, and who would stop at nothing to show his love for us. I keep the staff hanging sideways like that, so I'll never forget the day that Jesus stretched out his arms in another big hunk of wood to take away all my sins and give me a new reason to live.
Grandfather, I don't want to forget either, but how can I remember the way you do?
You don't have to see Jesus with your own eyes, Miriam, to know how much he loves you, no matter who you are or how old you are. Jesus can still be the treasure in your heart, just like he is in mine. How did Jesus say it? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Even for somebody like me?
Oh, yes, Miriam. Jesus wants to be your treasure, too. I tell you what. Why don't you take this? Why don't you take this and keep it for your own treasure? And every time you look at it, you'll remember how Jesus died for you and for me. And every time we come in this shed and see the place where it used to hang, we'll remember another important fact, that Jesus came down off that cross and he lives again. And one day, we'll all get to be there when the angels announce that Jesus is coming again. Oh, Miriam, I don't want you to miss that.
But what can I
I just never dreamed there could be anything as special as standing in that same stable with the baby Jesus. But now I know a moment that's just as special, standing here with you. I never imagined I'd see anything as sweet as Mary holding her new baby, singing to him, just treasuring those first moments with Jesus. But now I feel like I have a moment of my own to treasure, standing here with my granddaughter, who can now treasure Jesus in her own life. Jesus is as much yours now as he has been mine for all these years. Isn't it wonderful?
It really is.
Yes, he really is.
This world has so many things to offer that satisfy the only rise until they fall. But there's a prize that waits for those who trust in you, and you're the greatest treasure of them all.
Jesus, heaven's bright.
Where should I keep it, Grandfather?
Oh, it doesn't matter where you keep it, Miriam. Jesus is now the treasure in your heart, and he'll go with you wherever you are. Let's go now and tell everybody. Tell them what Jesus did for you today.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.